So, can we say that grabbers may also be those who identify and grab opportunities? So there are two different contexts here. See, even if somebody grabs an opportunity, afterwards hard work is required to transform that opportunity into some gain. Whereas the specific example here of when we talk about grabbers was about indulgence, about short-term pleasure, and the inability to resist pleasure. So it is not really related to grabbing opportunity, because the focus of this example of, say, resisting impulse, so actually when you talk about even short-term things, or something which just comes within, something, some ideas that come from within, the Bhagavad Gita also says that the mind can be our friend. That means sometimes some things that come from inside, they may also be good. Like we may say that I had a gut feeling that things will work like this, or had a hunch this would be how it will, and it turns out to be right. So it's not that all the impulses that come are necessarily wrong. But when we are talking about something which involves short-term indulgence or quick indulgence, and we are unable to resist that because of a lack of willpower, that is what is being referred to when we talk about grabbers in that analysis of grabbers and resistors. Whereas when we talk about people who grab opportunities, that is more in terms of people who are alert and aware of what is happening. And actually that will also require the capacity to resist indulgence. Because if I go to a party and there may be some people with whom I can make a good contact and I can develop my career. But if I am simply caught in looking at the menu and eating all the food over there, then I miss that. So in this context, the grabber would be one, not one who is looking, grabbing, trying to make some connection, networking, not one who is grabbing contacts, but rather one who is just grabbing at quick pleasures. So to some extent, in terms of the Bhagavad Gita's frame of analysis, there is sattva guna, rajoguna, tamoguna. So the grabbers are primarily in rajoguna, going down towards tamoguna, quick pleasure and inability to resist anything. The resistors are in sattva guna. And actually, if you want to if you think really of people who grab opportunities, they also need to have some amount of sattva guna to notice the opportunity. Some amount of alertness is required to take, okay, this is an opportunity over here, maybe this person, whatever it is. So it's you could say in terms of grabbers in that con in the context of their example is people whose consciousness is caught in pleasure. Where is the opportunity for pleasure? Whereas those who grab opportunities, actually their consciousness expanded, by which they are aware of circumstances and they can see opportunities. And that kind of awareness comes through sattva guna. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.